This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The UN Security Council has scheduled an emergency closed-door meeting on the coup in Sudan for Tuesday afternoon. Diplomats said late Monday that the consultations were requested by the United States, United Kingdom, France, Ireland, Norway, and Estonia. Sudan's military seized power Monday, arresting the prime minister and other officials of the transitional government. The coup sparking protests by thousands of demonstrators across the country, demanding a return to civilian rule. A health ministry official said 7 people were killed by gunfire and 140 injured in clashes between soldiers and street protesters. The takeover threatened the country's shaky progress toward democracy. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for the immediate release of Sudan's detained leaders. His spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, spoke at a news conference Monday, saying the ongoing military coup in Sudan must end.
The Secretary General strongly condemns the ongoing military coup d'etat in Khartoum and all actions that could jeopardize Sudan's political transition and stability. The Secretary General calls for the immediate reconstitution of the governing arrangements provided under the constitutional document.
The Arab League and Egypt echoed remarks calling for political agreements to be upheld, as did the African Union. The White House releasing a statement through the Deputy Press Secretary rejecting the actions by the military. You can read more reactions from world leaders and governments on voanews.com. Police are investigating a bus explosion that killed one person in central Uganda. The explosion